Hello, hi.
Hi, Brianne. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing good, thanks.
Good, good. So I got some information from the web development department, and they said that your domain is no longer available, but they could get you vmlandimprovement.co, vmlandimprovement.pro, or vmlandimprovement.net. Are you interested in reactivating under any of those web addresses?
Why? Do you know why it's not available? It's on GoDaddy.
Oh, maybe you should buy it on GoDaddy then and then call us and then we can transfer it and put your website back up. We found out it is available, but it's $454. Is that what GoDaddy told you?
$325 is what I saw.
Oh, that's cheaper. Okay, yeah, maybe what you should do is grab it if it's still available through GoDaddy, and then you can call us with the credentials, and then all we would charge to reactivate the site is the one-time reactivation fee of $250, and then you would resume your $29 a month hosting.
Okay.
Yeah, they have to rebuild the site completely just because it's no longer, you know, available.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah. I know. I wish we'd had it because sometimes people call back when we still have it, and then I could just do the activation fee and they build it. You know, they put it right back up. But because it's going to cost us $454 to get the domain, then, you know, they wanted to let you know that we could get it for that. But if you wanted to get it for free without paying that, then we could get one of those other options for you.
All righty.
Okay. So,
and then what if I went with one of your different addresses? How much would that be?
It would just be the one-time reactivation fee of $250, and then you'd go right back to your monthly hosting. Or what might even be a little bit better for you, Berean, is I don't know if you remember this, but when you first signed up with us back in 2020, you were paying $299 monthly, and that included the first page placement on Google and Bing, the Facebook ads, the directories, the mobile optimization, the whole nine yards, right? At some point, you had canceled that and just went to the website hosting, which is $29. But if you wanted to reactivate the entire package, then the setup fee is just $99. So you would pay $398 today, but we could get the site included for free. And then you would get the benefits of having the site to be optimized front and center on the first page of Google in a spotlight position so that it's, you know, able to actually drive traffic to your business. You know, because, yes, like you said before, it's 2025. Every business needs a site, but that in and of itself probably won't bring you clients. And so the benefit of that other package is that it is designed to give you that exposure.
But what would the address, the website address be in that case?
That would be one of those options that I gave you. Because still, if you want to get your old web address back, we still have to collect the $454 because that's what they're telling us it would cost to grab that domain. But for the other ones, you know, we can get those for you and include it in the package. It wouldn't cost extra. Yeah, and if you wanted to, I could probably even get the $99 setup fee waived for you. So rather than paying $250 today just to reactivate the site, you'd pay $299, so like $49 more, but you would have the benefit of the first page placement on Google and Bing and all the directories. The mobile optimization, what that means is we make sure that your website would also come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then also it includes the Facebook advertising so that you would get some, you know, business coming from the social media as well as the search engines. You know how, like, when you search, Oh, go ahead.
What would the address be?
It would be one of those other options. The only way you would get your web address is if either A, you purchase it from GoDaddy and then give us the credentials, or if we purchase it for you, but our cost is a little bit higher than what you said. So,
can we do a different address that has the .com on it?
Yes, of course. Let's say that you could get something like BM Land Improvement Corp.com or BM Land Improvement LLC.com. You could definitely get another .com. Or what?
Or just VMLand.com.
Let me ask Rena if that's available. Yeah, because we definitely can get another .com. That's not a problem. It's just that that particular one is no longer available. So let me ask her here. So what I was telling you a moment ago about the Facebook ads is that, you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up, right? So that happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go to their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company coming up. And the beauty of that is that it's already included in that $2.99 package.
I had Logo Flat the full package for a long time, and I didn't see any work from it. That's why I canceled and got Angie's List and Home Advisor, because I got work from it. My money directly turned into work right away.
Mm-hmm. So with Angie's and Home Advisor, they're lead generation, right? So you're going to sign up today, and then automatically you start getting leads, because the faster they send you the leads, the faster they can charge you for them, right? And I'm glad that they did, because it's working out for you. You're getting some good return on it, right? But with this first page placement on Google, nobody can flip a switch and put you up there instantly. It takes hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So industry standard for first page placement takes 90 days, right? We're a premier partner, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. So it seems like, you know, you were with us for a good, like, what, 5 months before you went back to that, just the website hosting. So you were right at the cusp of where things were getting stronger and stronger, and you were getting more solid results. And that's when everything just started kind of unraveling, because you went just back to the website hosting. I'm not sure if you're aware of this or if you had ever looked at it, but those former results from when you did have the whole package, they're still stored on your dashboard. And in that short time, it shows that you were found on the first page of Google 678 times, and you had 95 Google actions, which included clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So one thing I could do, if you're open to reactivating and if that vpland.com is available, is I could put a call tracking number on there so that you can see the solid return that you're getting. Typically, that's a $300 upgrade for our existing clients, but of course I would get an override and include it for you for free. But how it works is we would get a brand new 512 area code number. When people call it, it will forward over to your number, and that way you can track indefinitely the calls that are coming to you through the Google Ads and the Google optimization and the Facebook advertising. So you'll know every time you get a call from that unique number. Also, that unique number will eliminate a whole bunch of spam calls, because a lot of spam calls are computer generated. So we'll put a press one, press two greeting on it. You know, thank you for calling Versatility Mills and Land Improvement. If you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. Both options are going to ring over to you, but if they're a computer-generated scam call, they can't press 1 or 2, so those will fall off, and when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end. And since you've worked with us, we also have a brand new Local Splash app, and that call tracking feature is integrated with the app. So anytime someone calls you through that call tracking number, you can respond to them in real time through the Local Splash app. Yeah, because if not, you don't know unless you're asking everyone, you know, hey, how did you hear about me? And a lot of people will get a call and they think, oh, maybe that's someone I got off Angie's, or maybe that's a referral, or, you know, they don't, if they don't ask, they don't know that they're getting, you know, a solid return on this. Oh, matter of fact, you had that call tracking number before, and it says that 55 leads had come through the dashboard while you worked with us, through the call tracking number and through the website form, the contact form on the website.
Yeah, a lot of those weren't quality leads. They weren't leads at all. They were just mistakes.
Really? Okay. Yeah, it could be because you're using Angie's. Those lead services and even directories such as Yelp, have you on their directory. So somebody could put in land clearing companies in Texas or excavation companies in Texas, for example, and they get pages and pages of leads and they just call through all of them. So, you know, that's sometimes where those types of calls, if, you know, you were getting calls and they weren't really client calls, they were probably finding you on those other sources. You know, so that's the beauty of this, is that, you know, you would have that unique number on the Google listing and the Facebook ads only, so you would know if those calls are coming through the Google listing or the Facebook ads.
Okay, well, the only thing I'm thinking about is what addresses are available. So you can let me know on vmland.com and Matt, I don't know what else. I used to have one called versatilitymills.com.
I'm sorry, the phone cut up. Did you say you bought it through Wix?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. You don't have access to that one anymore either?
I don't know. I haven't logged on Wix since I started with y'all.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah, if you have an old domain you want us to use, we can, but I definitely will find out from Rena if vnland.com is available, and if it is, we can call you. Or sometimes what they'll do is they'll put, like, vmlandtx.com if what you want isn't available, or get your old domain and just put, like, TX at the end. Or do something like, if you are an Inc. or an LLC, put the Inc. or the LLC at the end. So there's different ways that we can do it where you can still get a .com. But it sounds to me like if vmland.com is available, that would be the route that you want to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I will. Yeah, it was kind of long. The only reason people usually want to keep the old ones is if they had just printed a bunch of material that has the web address on it. Like, let's say they made flyers or postcards or something and they just had, like, started promoting it. Then they say, oh, I don't really want to change it. But for you, it would definitely benefit to get a shorter domain, because as you know, we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people like the shorter domains, they tend to get better results than the longer ones. So so then if that domain is available, are you thinking you would reinstate, like, the whole $299 package, assuming I could get the setup fee waived, or would you want to just go with building the site?
Yeah, I'd consider the package.
Yeah, I'm thinking that'd be a much better route for you to go, because you'll get all of those bells and whistles reinstated. And then down the road, if you ever want to go back to the website hosting, you can, right? But that way, just while it's getting up and running and ramping up, you'll get client calls coming from it too and be able to experience that return, you know? So, oh, good. Mm-hmm. So she actually had wrote me back that she's checking right now if vmland.com is available. I agree with you on the .com. I don't like the .nets or the .orgs. You know, they make things a little bit, and even the .co, people get confused because they'll just automatically type in .com anyway, you know. So I think getting the .com is available. And then while I'm waiting for her to, oh, shoot, vmland.com is not available. vmland.co and vmland.pro are available. So,
.com.
Do you want to put like TX after it or something, or put an Inc. or an LLC after it? Do you have anything like that that's official? Or I could ask her.
You can try TX at the end.
Okay. I'll put how about vmlandtx.com. Okay, let's see. Where is Spring Branch close to in Texas? What's your nearest major city?
San Antonio.
Oh, San Antonio. You know what? The only places I've ever been to in Texas are San Antonio and Dallas, but I spent more time in San Antonio because I went out there on a work trip. So I think I was doing a convention and I was out there for like the whole week, you know? So Dallas, it was just a day trip when I went. So yeah. So being that you're from San Antonio, are you a Cowboys fan, or are you a Texans fan, or you could kind of go either way, huh?
No, I'm not into any sports.
Really? Wow. Cause I know they're big on sports in Texas. That's funny. They're probably good for you, you know, because I know that there's like, I don't know, it just, my husband, every Sunday, he has to watch football, and it seems like it takes so much time because those games with all the commercials they put in them, they seem to drag out for like 3 or 4 hours, and then one finishes, and then a next one's starting, you know? So it wastes a lot of time, but, you know, it's all in good fun. Oh, guess what? She said vmlandtx.com is available. Do you want to reinstate it and have her grab that one?
I think so.
Okay, I'm going to put, please grab that domain. I will notate the account. Okay, so perfect. Okay, so she's going to grab it. And then let me verify your information just to make sure everything's correct. Is the Hillside address still active, or has the business or your residence changed since then?
It has not changed.
Okay, and then what about the 4050 Fisher Store Road?
That is not anything I'm using. That's where my folks live.
Got it. Okay. So how far away is that from where you conduct business?
25 minutes.
Oh, 25 minutes. Okay. The reason I ask is last time you worked with us, we used your folks' address. So if you get a lot of business 25 minutes away and you want to use that location, we could just leave it as is. If not, we'll update it to the new address, but that may trigger like a new video verification that Google wants. But that's probably, you know, not a problem. That takes like 10 minutes to complete. Which way do you want to go? Do you want to use the Hillside Drive, or do you want to keep it the way it is?
Hillside.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. So let me update the address here. You know what I remember about being in Texas is you guys have a lot of pride for your state. Everywhere I went, I saw Texas flags, and it was really, really nice to see, you know, because I'm in California, and we don't see that. Of course, we have a state flag, but it doesn't fly everywhere I go. But in Texas, it seemed like I couldn't turn any corner, and there was always the flag loud and proud, if you will, which I love it. So give me your zip code one more time, just so I don't have to go back to the other screen.
Yeah, I don't mind loving Texas. A lot to love about it, especially the landscape and the plants. I'm flying a Palestinian flag right now because, you know, over 200,000 people have been killed by our tax dollars in the last 3 years. 70% of them women and children shot in the head by Zionist terrorists.
That's cool that you're doing that Palestinian flag. That's awesome. Are you getting a lot of support with it, or is it the opposite? I'm interested to know how Texas feels about that.
Yeah, I've never got any negative. Actually, I think one time there was a motorcyclist who gave me a thumbs down. I only assume that's what he was talking about, but everyone who's spoken to me about it has either said thank you or what is that?
Oh, good. Yeah, that's awesome. That's really good. So at this point, you're like, I have pride for Texas, but this is more important. So
yeah,
I get it. For sure. Oh, so just to let you know, since the Spring Branch is your residence, it will be hidden on the profile, okay? So it'll show you as your business name, your city and state, but the actual address would be blocked out. And then in order to do that $299, did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Credit card. But so I just logged into Wix, and
yes,
it says that I still have a site, but it's
what
it's
is
not...
it?
It's virtualitymills.wixsite.com/mysite.
I would probably recommend not using it because you wanted a shorter domain, and that's even longer. You know what I mean? But, I mean, you could use it if you want, but I would probably say... That makes it even more complicated for people, you know?
Yeah. Are you there right now looking at it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Versatility Mills and Metalwork. Fisher,
yeah,
Texas.
Yeah, I'm so long to do that type of work. That's what I started as.
Okay. So if there's anything at all that's on this site that you want us to use for the new site, you can tell me and I'll have them pull images or logos or whatnot off of the site. But if it's completely like you've shifted gears and you don't want to use any of it, then that's okay. We'll just, you know, we'll use stock photos and images that you send us in order to get it up and running again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess we're just through vmlandtx.com.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, I already told her to grab that because sometimes when they're available, you know, by the time the client interview comes, they're not. So I said just grab it as soon as you can, and I'll notate the account. So I'll create an appointment for later today for my technician to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. Do you have any fresh content that you'd like to put up on the site, or do you have another platform where you have photos stored, like a Yelp or a photo gallery or something that you'd want us to refer to?
Say that again?
When we build the site, what we'll do initially is launch it with stock photos, right? Because our objective is going to be to get you up and running as quickly as possible. But if you have your own content, like let's say that you have a lot of pictures and a logo that's on a directory or something, or if you have a photo gallery that you wanted to send us, we can use your own content to build the site. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would be homeadvisor.com. You ready? I'll give it to you.
Yes, please. homeadvisor.com/rated.versatilitymills.
Hold on, let me go back. 850-528-91.html.
Let me see. homeadvisor.com/rated.versatilitymills 850-52891.html.
Yeah, that's what it's showing.
It didn't pull up anything, but let me just search you on Angie's or Home Advisor and see if I can find your profile. Because if I can, and if you have a gallery on there, I'll tell them to refer to that. Also, Berean, any revisions that you make down the road, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So let's say 6 months from now. Oh, I actually have saved in the notes here all of your Home Advisor badges. So we'll absolutely put those back on. It says screened and approved Home Advisor top rated, elite service, Home Advisor 20 reviews. So all of these images that are on here, we'll definitely use those for the site as well. I just want to see if.
Just Google Versatility Mills and Land Improvement. Angie's. And
let's
then it'll
see.
My.
That's easier. There it is. First one that came up. Okay, so I'm going to save this, and I'll put it in the notes and tell the technicians they can pull content off of this.
Okay, now what site is that? Because I work with Angie Leads and Angie Ads, and those are two separate entities, and they have separate reviews. So on Angie Leads, I have 60 or 59 reviews, and on Angie Ads, I have 19 reviews. So which
this
website
is the one with the 59.
Okay, cool.
And it seems like it's the same domain. It says homeadvisor.com/. Oh, you know what? There's a dot after the rated, and you just said rated versatility mills, and then eight. So you there's a dot here. I'll send it to you in a text message so you can see it. There's a dot after
that. I said it.
Oh, you did? Did you say the dot after the 85 after the mills too? There's another dot there.
I believe so.
Yeah, so probably I missed it. I'm sorry. But now that I found it, I just sent it to you in a text message so that if it's a little bit different, but I think you probably had it right and I just missed that second dot then after the, let me see by my history where it was that I missed. Home Advisor. Oh, it's not showing me. Okay, I guess it's not relevant. The good news, I found the correct one, so that's good. And then do you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
It's a credit. So did you waive the entire startup fee, the $200?
Yes, yeah. So you're just going to do $299 flat. There's no extra startup fees or hidden costs or anything like that. And then each month you pay $299 flat. And then if you ever want to go back to just the website, then, you know, you let us know and we can make that revision. But I'm confident now that you'll have a call tracking number on there and we're going to do some extensive updates for you. I'm confident that you're probably going to want to keep it because you'll see a return. But if not, you always have that option down the road. Okay.
Okay, Doug.
Mm-hmm. And then just let me know, because before there was a middle initial on the car of the J, so let me know if it's still Berean J or if it just has your first and last name.
No initial.
And then the billing address is also the Hillside Drive, correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Five, one, two, two.
Okay.
3030.
Got it.
0358.
Okay.
8704.
And expiration?
0730.
And the code?
923.
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now, Berean, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website, and getting you placed. So some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay. And what is the ETA on a website being active?
1 to 3 business days. So they're actually going to activate it right now. The technician already confirmed that she purchased that domain for you. And then the site will actually launch with the content and everything within 1 to 3 days.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then what this says for the voice verification is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Versatility Mills and Land Improvement.
Excellent. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Brian Auden, owner, operator.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
I am.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
I am.
Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Is that required?
All that means is you shouldn't have to do anything else online, right? We already know about your Angies. But let's say that you do decide to do something else online down the road. We just ask that you let us know about it so it doesn't conflict with the programming that we're doing.
Yeah, seems fair. I'll do that.
Yeah, that's why it says, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts? So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 15th, in the non-refundable amount of just $299. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Well, hold on. Did you mention if there was a cancellation fee?
There's no cancellation fee. Exactly. All we ask is that you call us within 3 business days. Since today's the 15th, call us before the 15th to prevent the next month's charge. Obviously, we don't want you to call us after the 15th because then the next month probably would have already charged, right? So you can cancel at any time, but just call us before the 15th, okay?
Okay, I agree.
All right, thank you. So then that concludes the voice verification recording. And then for the client interview, that's going to take 20, maybe 30 minutes. Let me open up their calendar and I'll see what's available. And then you can tell me what works and I'll grab a time slot for you. So let's see here. We have a 3 o'clock or a 4 o'clock open today. Which one do you think would work better?
3.
Okay. So I'm going to block out an entire hour from 3 to 4 o'clock Central, and that's just in case our technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 3:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, I got you special pricing that is no longer available to the general public because you're a prior customer. So what I want you to do is just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up. So I'm going to send you a link to that term so that you can just acknowledge it. Let me just see here. There's a button here that says reset terms and conditions. And then So did you get an email from me right now that says local splash initial invoice? If not, it should trigger a text message that says, thank you for choosing local splash.
I got both.
Both. Okay. So if you click on either one, you'll see a link that says click here to accept your subscription terms.
And now what?
Now there's, if you scroll to the bottom, there's three boxes that you have to check. One will show that you're...
I'm stuck on a sign-in screen.
Oh, you're stuck on a sign-in screen. That could be because of the former terms and conditions. Let me see here. I'm going to send, just log out of that one. I'm going to send you the email again because I sent the one that reset the terms and conditions before I reset it. So I'm thinking that if I send it to you again now, it's going to have the new link in it. So give me a second. I'm going to find that email. Local Splash, your initial invoice is what it's titled. Local Splash, initial invoice. There we go. Okay, so we'll give it a second, but you're going to get a second email and a second text that says thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then if you open it and it does the same thing and asks you for a login, then I'll just have the tech team reset it, and then I'll have it ready by the time they call you at 3 o'clock. But it should be good to go now, I'm thinking. The second one hasn't been sent yet. It says it's in the queue, so I'm just checking because I want to make sure that you get it.
I think I'm still stuck on the...
It still did the same thing? Okay. Don't worry about that then, Barin. I'll have the tech team reset it, and then by the time they call you at 3, that'll be all settled. And then lastly, I will send you my direct line. So my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So anytime you call in, let's say that you just have an update or you have a billing question, you can hit option 1 and anyone that answers the phone can help you. But of course, if you want to circle back to me, once you put in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're all good to go. I'll also send you an email like an hour before your 3 o'clock appointment just to remind you. But other than that, you are all good to go. So have a very profitable year. I'm so glad that we were able to find a domain that you're happy with. And we'll get that up and running for you as soon as possible. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your day too, okay?
Okay, thank you. So next contact will be at 3.
Yeah, you know, 3, give or take, like I said, if it's at 3:10 or so or 3:15, that just means that the client's prior appointment had run over a little bit.
Okay.
Thanks. Yep, and do you have any other questions for me at this point?
No, thank you.
Okay. So I have a question for you because I'm noticing that there were notes in here before about them trying to claim the Facebook page and get it up and running for you. Do you have a business Facebook still or not? Because I can't find one right now.
No.
You don't? Okay. So I'll put a note in here for them to help you get it up and running, and that way we can start running the ads on it. So I'll put that note in there so they can help you when they call you at 3, okay? Typically what they'll... Yeah, what they'll do is if you have a personal Facebook, they'll help you actually on your end launch it and link it together with your personal Facebook. That way when people reply to your ads and send messages, it'll come back to you directly. So they'll give you the steps of how to do that when they call you. It's a simple process, but I'll just want to make sure that they walk you through. Okay?
No, but they will build a business profile?
Once you actually start it, then they can build the rest of it. Absolutely. They're going to have you start it so it's linked together with your personal. But once you say, okay, that went through, here's the link to the business profile, then they'll go in and they'll put the content on it and build the rest of the page for you. Okay?
Okay, but it won't be linked to my personal name publicly, right?
Correct. It won't be linked to your personal name publicly. It's just so that we could get the people that are replying through the ads for those messages to come back to you. So if we create a separate business page, it's going to have a separate login and everything for the response. And so we want it to come back to you. So we'll have you link it together with the personal, even though the personal information isn't going to be published.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm glad that I asked. So we have that all settled. So you're all set for now, Berean. So just stand by to 3 o'clock, you know, give or take. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your week too. Okay.
Thanks, Tina.
All right. You're very welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.